Welcome to Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and I'm here with a live audience and the Katarina String Quartet.
Thank you.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and you just heard the multiple award-winning Katarina String Quartet performing for our live audience in IPR's Studio A. Well, the Katarina String Quartet is in Northern Michigan as the third and final Soundgarden Project Ensemble in residence this summer. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what did you just play? It was so playful.
Yes, that was the first movement of Haydn's Opus 50, number 2. It always reminds us of a summer day outside.
Oh, and I'm going to ask the audience, what did you notice when you were watching them play?
They were very expressive and communicating with their body language.
That's right. I saw a lot of active movement from the waist up, lots of facial expressions, lots of eye contact. I really got a sense for every phrase as you were playing it, almost as much by looking at you as by listening. It really kind of makes you fall in love with Haydn. So thank you for that. That was really wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, how about some introductions from the quartet? Could you each introduce yourself and then let your instrument give us a little sonic hello as well?
Yeah, my name is Janelle. I play the violin. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, but I live in New York now. And this is what my violin sounds like.
Hello, my name is Jerome, and I'm from Quebec City in Canada, and I play the violin as well. And I also live in New York City. And this is what my violin sounds like.
I'm Celia. I'm from Montreal. I live in New York as well. And this is what my viola sounds like.
I'm Maya. I play the cello, and I'm from Washington State. And I live in New York, but I actually live in Brooklyn, which is the best place to be in New York, in my opinion. This is what my cello sounds like. It's one of my colleagues may have stolen my idea for the sample, but it does sound a little bit different on the cello.
Well, nice to meet you and all your instruments.
Nice to meet you.
And it's a good thing that you all live in New York or Brooklyn together because you get to perform together. You're not just a group that meets in the summer, but you're together all the time. And I hear that you are moving pretty soon. You were the quartet in residence, the graduate quartet at Juilliard. And where are you going now?
We're now going to Boston. We're going to do another residency at the New England Conservatory. So we're really excited to study with amazing teachers and to be based in this beautiful city.
Well, this is your first year as a Soundgarden Project Ensemble, and during your stay, individually, you co-hosted an hour of music on Classical IPR. Listeners can dig around on our website to hear those conversations and some really great music selections. That's at classicalipr.org. So how was that experience? How does it compare to whatever nerves you experience when you're about to perform on your instrument?
I definitely was a little bit nervous the night before, but once I got in the studio, it was really fun. And it feels pretty vulnerable to share music that you love with people, but in a good way. It kind of felt like performing a little bit to me.
Yeah, I was nervous as well, for sure. But once we started talking and listening to the music together, all that kind of faded away, and it felt like really special to be able to share that with you and everyone listening. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. It was so great having you guys all in. And, you know, Interlochen is a place for growth. It's a place where students and campers who come here are pushed beyond their musical boundaries and their comfort zones every day. Maybe that was one experience for you, but you are all so incredibly experienced and refined that I think the only way that we can provide a similar experience for you today in Studio A is to have you switch instruments for your next piece. Is that okay with you? No? No? Okay.
That would be a big challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Janelle and I can, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, okay, fine. We won't do that. But so you're going around Northern Michigan and playing for unsuspecting and also suspecting audiences. That's a kind of a mobile experience, but most of the ensembles who do come through Soundgarden Project are very mobile, but not to name names, but Maya is a cello player, and Maya, you need a chair. Have you ever marched with your cello without a chair?
Well, no. This morning I had a wonderful assistant, Matt, who was carrying my cello for me and then just kind of like sitting on the edge of the campfire or park bench or whatever I needed to play a little bit.
Is it even possible to march with a cello?
Some people do. Yeah, there's a there is a strap that you can put, like kind of like a guitar strap. I think Mike Block came up with it, and some especially like bluegrass cellists will play standing up. I'm not there yet, but maybe someday.
I would think that would be so incredibly difficult because you lose that point of contact with the end pin on the ground. It could be swaying all over the place. Okay, so the Soundgarden Project plants classical music in unexpected places. I know you can't spill the beans on the exact locations where you're going to be, but we're going to ask the audience, where would you least expect to be surprised by a string quartet in the wild?
The Cherry Festival.
right alongside David Lee Roth, I think.
Yeah. The dentist's office.
Ooh. Oh,
I think it would help.
It would.
Put me at ease.
It would help the DMV as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
DMV.
That's a good one.
We've played at the DMV before.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking behind my shower curtain. That would be unexpected and possibly illegal. What would you think, Matt Schlomer, the director of Soundgarden Project?
Can you make these happen? Great ideas. Okay. The dentist is actually on my list. So
okay.
We'll see you there.
Oh, wow. Time to make my appointment. Okay. Well, let's hear some more music. How about that? What piece will you play for us next?
The next piece we're going to play is something we arranged, the four of us, a couple months ago, and we called it L'Acadien d'Acadie. So the four of us met in Montreal in Canada, and there's a rich tradition of folk music in Quebec, and Celia and I are Quebecois, so it felt really special. We started learning folk music for fun, and then we went to the Avaloq Farm Institute for a residency of 1 week, and our goal was to arrange folk music and be able to perform it, add it to programs, let people hear what the beautiful folk music of Quebec is like. So we put together three Acadian tunes. I have Acadian roots too, so it feels really special to me to share this with you.
Wow. Well, the movement there was as full-bodied as possible for four seated musicians. And the same thing goes for all of us in the audience. That was absolutely amazing. That was the New York-based, soon-to-be Boston-based Katarina String Quartet performing for an audience live in IPR's Studio A. We heard their own arrangement of three Acadian tunes. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, the head and the arms, that's where I got goosebumps. You know, and right away, pretty much, I'm seeing a lot of nods from all of us in the audience. That was just so enjoyable. Well, you're not, as we said, just a summer reunion. You're together year round. And the benefits of that seem pretty obvious, like the ability to work on repertoire together more consistently. But do you think there are other benefits that maybe we wouldn't think of immediately of you all being together as a unit for so long, for years on end?
That's a great question. I think it's easy for us to take for granted the amount of time that we get to spend with each other. But, you know, spending hours rehearsing with each other is kind of like, you know, being a family and really getting inside each other's minds and seeing the ways that everyone works. And we've really found that our differences are really our strengths as a group. Like every rehearsal, we've got four different perspectives that are coming together and we're tossing around ideas. And we really get to see, like, over time how our process will change and evolve and how the music we play will change. And yeah, it's such an honor to get to spend time together.
Yeah, I would say it's also a really beautiful lesson in trust building. The fact that we spend so much time, and as Maya said, that we have these like almost familial relationships that we really learn to believe in ourselves and each other and like trust each other on stage, which is such a magical experience when you're in a vulnerable spot and sharing your music. And that starts in the rehearsal room and in our hangouts, even like in the time that we spend together outside of rehearsal. Aww. So that, yeah, that's special to me for sure.
It's really beautiful. It seems that you also trust your audiences a lot, because normally a Soundgarden project ensemble is challenged to be more interactive with their audiences, but you already have a comfortable, more casual version of a string quartet that you present to your audiences. Did this experience, though, in Northern Michigan as part of the Soundgarden project push you beyond your previous boundaries at all? And if so, how did they?
Absolutely. I think for me, like, going up to people and kind of like breaking that barrier of, you know, like, you didn't sign up for some music, but I would love to share this with you, is pretty amazing. And I think it's a lesson in both like me sharing music and then people receiving it. It kind of makes me feel more open to like receiving other people's art and thoughts. And it's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, I love interacting with people, but I'm generally better one-on-one. So I feel like this experience has been kind of showing me this fire that's inside me that wants to connect with a lot of different people. And so I'm finding that I'm slowly having more confidence to kind of get in there, not be apologetic, and just share things with people.
That's wonderful. You're heading off to more adventures before you go to the New England Conservatory. What's on your calendar this summer after Northern Michigan?
Ooh, how long do you have?
All summer. No, let's say about 20 seconds.
We have some pretty extensive touring this summer. So after this, we'll be heading to Colorado. And we have some shows in New Jersey and in New York. And then we're heading off to Italy for part of the Fish Off Prize that we won back in May of last year now.
Yes.
And so that'll be really exciting. And then we have the big thing that we have this summer is the competition that we're doing in Munich. And so kind of a lot of our energy is going towards that as well in our preparation and through our concerts this summer. And then we'll have some residencies here and there in Maine and Massachusetts and Scotland. So
we're also going to Montreal to play for our former teacher's wedding. So that is going to be really special. Janelle and I studied with her for a few years.
Yeah, we're really excited for that one.
So you're not slacking over the summer is what you're saying.
We are not.
Always room for some slacking.
Right, right. Well, let's open it up to the audience. Do you have any questions for the Katarina Quartet?
What repertoire are you going to play at your teacher's wedding?
That is such a good question, and we have to talk about it as a quartet before I send her the final list. There's going to be a lot of musicians at this wedding, so I'm a little nervous. But she was like, anything you have, like, just share what you love to play. She knows we're going to a competition in September, so she was very open. And I think we're going to play some, maybe this that we just played, the Haydn, maybe things that we have in our repertoire that we like sharing with people.
I've always wondered, like, what kind of considerations you have to take into mind when you're playing outside versus inside.
Yeah. Well, it feels really fun to be connected with nature and play outside. It's a little scary for our instruments, so Soundgarden Project was so nice to loan us 4 instruments that we can bring outside. So I've been really enjoying playing outside and not stressed about it. I have done a few gigs in the past where we were outside and there was a contract and then there wasn't a roof like they said there would be, and then it's really nerve-wracking and you don't really enjoy the process. So here we have different instruments, we can really let go of that stress and just like fully be playing like outside in nature and have fun.
Yeah, our instruments are extremely affected by humidity, moisture, water, wind, temperature. So I don't know if anyone's been outside this week, but it's been a little bit humid. And it'll both change the sound of the instrument and also sometimes make it so that like the wood will expand and contract and then you need an adjustment and it's kind of like a whole thing, or a repair, it'll crack, or, you know.
Yeah. Indoors, I would say there are also a lot of different factors of like acoustics and the way that your instrument can project or the way we hear each other. That also changes depending on like what material the walls are made of, or like the size and shape of the room, and all those things, like all those elements also exist indoors as well. So yeah, those things we definitely consider, and we often talk about adjusting the way that we play to cater to the space that we're in.
Well, you're doing a lot of traveling this summer, it sounds like. Either a performance you're potentially looking forward to, or is there a performance from your past or a place where you have performed that's like really stuck with you and means a lot?
I think we have amazing performances everywhere, but 2 years ago I attended the Kneisel Hall Festival and I met my partner there and I met so many great friends, and this summer we're going back for a concert at Kneisel Hall, so it will be really special for me to be back in this place. I haven't been since then, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I have a memory of a concert that we gave in our first semester at Juilliard. We had organized a tour in Western Canada, in Alberta, Canada, where my aunt lives. And we finished it off in this small town called Medicine Hat. My aunt put in so much effort, like getting the news out, trying to get people to come. It was amazing. And the church was absolutely packed. The energy was just like, there's nothing like it. We were like exhausted after this packed tour that I don't know who planned that. So many people also who had never heard classical music, and they were just like, I didn't know sounds could like do that and make me feel that way. So that's really special.
Just to give you an idea of like how much work Celia's aunt like actually put in, we played a concert like 3 days prior in a different small town of, I think maybe even a bigger town, that we had like sort of neglected our promotional work for, and 9 people showed up, I believe. So, well, there was also a snowstorm that day, but it was a great difference, and it really showed us like the impact of having a community and really nurturing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is more important to you, your bow or your instrument?
Oh my goodness.
Thanks. It's really like a pairing. When you are in the process of choosing an instrument, it's huge. It takes time. It's so difficult. Once you choose it, it's not done. You have to find a bow that suits the instrument and actually find it magical, because when it matches, when it's a good fit, it's absolutely incredible.
I am getting Harry Potter vibes right now. For
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Well, okay, I do have one more question, and this is a real request. I have to go back for seconds. Would you mind playing the end section of that last piece that you just played again for us? And as they get ready and they decide where they're going to start, because I just threw this at them, you can find more information about the Soundgarden Project at soundgardenproject.org. And look under the Katarina String Quartet. We have Janelle Young, Jerome Chasson, Celia Morin, and Maya Enstead playing for us today. Katarina String Quartet, for your time, your music, your talents, your insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to today's studio audience. Give yourself a hand. Great questions. Jack Connors engineered this edition of Studio A. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Thanks for listening.